from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Maury with you. Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented MyQ technology is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Xavier Worthy is going to average 22.6 yards per touch this season. From the 785, glad I had my AirPods in for that on the come intro.
I'm glad you did too. I hope you enjoyed it. That was a lot of hard work went into that one.
On the come.
We got a text from a guy. I'm going in to play craps right now.
There you go.
Good luck to you, sir. Bet the come line.
Mm-hmm. Is that where that come from?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Learned how to play a couple weeks ago.
You
really
did?
Fun, yeah.
Oh, so you finally start playing a little craps. Now you get it.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
it's
yep.
Very
I was like,
complicated.
Okay, that's where Bob got it. Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
We go from playing a little craps to let's play a little start bench cut.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start Bench Cut.
Now that one you didn't need your AirPods, and you could have played that max volume in a library and just got a shush. Start bench cut this week, Mac, is where you lead us up and we try to take over and tell you where we would start bench and cut. What do you have for us to start, Mac?
Going to the college ranks here today. Top three teams in college football. At three are your Buckeyes, Bob.
Yep.
Then the Longhorns. And then, of course, Georgia at number one. Now I need you, just 2 weeks into college football season, to start bench cut those three top teams.
All right, I'm going to start Ohio State.
Obviously.
I'm going to bench Georgia, and I'm kicking Texas to Ooh. The curb. That's a fraud.
Wow, okay, I love it.
I don't really see how they're a fraud. I mean, they just went into Michigan and won easily.
How good is Michigan? They lost their coach.
Mm-hmm. Defending national champions?
Yeah, it just doesn't ring the same. Just, it didn't feel like the same Michigan team. Mac, you're kind of shaking. No, like it just didn't, like...
No, it's not the same, yeah. But it's still a road game.
Yeah, like it's a tough environment. Don't get me wrong.
At a conference.
Yeah, no, it's a big win.
Second week of the season.
Yeah.
How did Kansas fare at Illinois?
Not good.
I just think it's a little bit like, remember when
But
Colorado...
I didn't think Kansas... Like, every year Texas we're told is going to be good, and every year they go 6-5.
Yeah. Colorado beat TCU, and it was like, oh, they went to the national championship.
Yeah,
like, that wasn't
right.
The same TCU team. I think it's a little bit the same with
Right. I'm really interested to see what Texas is going to do in the SEC when they play some of these you know, big boys, like the Oklahomas of the world.
Oh. Well, you get that in 2 weeks.
Okay. Just means more. Dusty, start bench cut, Georgia, Texas, Ohio State.
I'm going to start Georgia because of the obvious. They are the reigning supreme. I know that they didn't win it last year, but Georgia's always going to be great because of what they've done with Kirby Smart. I'm going to bench Texas and cut Ohio State.
Same here.
Yep.
That's it. I'm going to go with the rankings, 1, 2, 3, exactly like that. Start Georgia. I think, you know, we had Nick Saban for the last 20 or so years. I think there's a good chance Kirby Smart's that next guy in college football. There's only usually one or two at the same time. I think Kirby's
well,
that
who
guy.
Who else could be on that list,
exactly.
Really, when you think about it? Like, the reason we're losing these legends in coaching is because they're not dealing with the NIL. Mm-hmm. They're done. They're we used to do this ourselves, and now everybody can do it. I'm out. So I don't blame these guys. All these big-time coaches are going to be gone. But it also depletes college sports. We've lost basically all the good coaches in college basketball, with the exception of Bill Self and Tom Izzo. We basically lost all of the good coaches in college football right now that we've come accustomed to learning. I'm interested to see if we're going to have these legends of coaching, or are we going to get these coaches that just get burnt out all the time because of the NIL? And how recruiting has changed, because are you spending time recruiting freshmen anymore to come to your program? Are you spending more time recruiting sophomores and juniors at other programs to come to your program? Like, there's a lot going on, and I just think a lot of these coaches are going to get, I'm out of this business for now.
I also just think that there are some that understand it and some that clearly don't.
For sure.
I think that there are two different types of coaches now. There are two that understand the transfer. There's one that understands the transfer portal, and there's one that understands the NIL deals. Guys like Deion Sanders have yet to figure out either one, which you would think that he would understand, like, the NIL deal. He'd be like, hey, you want to make money, you want to be a stud, you want to have
a, kids, he's understood how to do that.
And then there's guys like Lance Leipold who have figured out the transfer.
Yeah.
He's figured out, hey, your sort of talent will work here, where we'll be a decent team, you'll play, whatever. And then there's guys like, you know, Eli Drinkwitz in Missouri, who has the NIL deal figured out. He's got the donors giving random, like, $60 million overnight to the Mizzou athletic department. Then all of a sudden, he's going out and getting the top recruits in his own state. He's going to St. Louis. He's recruiting in Texas. He's recruiting in Oklahoma. And he's getting NIL deals. He's getting kids to come to Missouri. Guys like Saban and guys like Dabo Swinney and guys that are just like, I'm over it, which I don't mind Saban calling it quits or hanging it up because of, you know, other circumstances. That's fine. That happens in professions. But guys that just don't want to try and didn't ever really have the longevity that guys like Saban had, like Heupel at Tennessee. We'll see if he can continue to be doing he's doing, right? Great coach, seems to understand the NIL deal, seems to know how to sell Tennessee's product, and has been doing good. But to me, the fact of the matter is that if you're just going to comp out and be like, oh, I just don't like the way the game's changing, to me, that's a lazy rhetoric to have towards college football.
Are you talking about Dabo Swinney in that one?
All of that, yeah. Like, just to be like, oh, it's just, it ain't about money. Yes, it
no,
is.
No, it is. It's all about money.
Because if it's not about money, then why is your contract so egregiously high?
Well, that's the question. They don't want to answer that.
The student section isn't coming to watch your khaki ass run down a hill at 100 miles an hour to hope for you slide on your face.
But that's why these guys are getting out, because all that money that used to be redirected towards them, they can see that ending, because if you don't have the players, well, then you're not going to have an opportunity to win, and other schools are paying other players, and that's taking money away from what they want. They wanted to hoard all the money for all these years like they were doing. It was a broken system that the aristocrats at the top of college sports were taking advantage of. And now that that program or that mode got all blown up, they don't like it so much. And so they're quitting and they're leaving and they're moving on, which, again, I'm fine with. But don't sit there and tell me that you left coaching because you were old and it was time to retire. You left because the playing field is even now and you like being a bully. And you don't have the opportunity to bully people around anymore, so you took your ball and went home. I mean, that's just the way to simplify that as much as possible. But I also wonder, too, who are these people that are donating this kind of money to college athletics? Like, what do you get out of that?
Tax write-off?
No, you don't anymore.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
You don't anymore. That's the thing. They closed that loophole some 5-6 years ago.
We still have some fun friends on the text line. Marvin Harrison Jr. will finish his first season with 17 receptions for 68 yards and 0 touchdowns. Might have been a little premature to put him on the Hall of Fame.
Well, he's playing with Kyler Murray and not Patrick Mahomes.
Let's do another start bench.
Let's
do Royals rotation.
Love it.
Lugo, Reagans, Waka. Mac?
I'm going to start Reagans. I'm gonna bench Waka. I'm gonna cut Lugo.
Whoa!
I don't feel great about it.
Whoa! A possible Cy Young candidate, which I understand your logic.
Yeah,
you're keeping Reagans because of what he's been.
Mm-hmm.
You're cutting Lugo because you're worried about the arm.
Yep.
And you're benching Waka because of his October presence.
Exactly right.
Bob?
All right, I am starting Lugo because he's the veteran guy, Cy Young Award candidate.
Mm.
I am starting him. I'm benching Cole Reagans, and then I'm cutting Michael Waka.
Okay.
This is tough.
That's a hard one.
I'm starting Reagan's benching Lugo and cutting Walker.
Gotcha. So same
And same as Bob. But the reason I say that is because I'll give you a little bit of you got to ride with your guys that have been there all year. Walker's been great the last 2 months. I totally get that. But if you put a gun to my head and said you can take two pitchers into the postseason for the Kansas City Royals, who do you take? I'm immediately going to say Reagan's and I'm going to say Lugo.
Starting pitcher, because if you were to say like you can only take two pitchers, probably going to go Lugo and Ursig.
No, I'm still going Reagan's and Lugo, because I would just let Lugo go eight and let Reagan's pitch the ninth.
Okay,
he'd be a good ninth inning guy.
Yeah,
that's a tough one.
So you guys both started. We all started Reagan's.
No, I'm starting Lugo with the veteran presence. I'm gotcha. Benching Reagan's and I'm cutting Waka.
And you the same, Dusty?
Yep.
So I'm the only one who started Reagan. Okay. Yep. Gotcha.
Yep. Yep. No, I said start Reagan's.
Oh, okay.
Sit Lugo.
Oh, okay.
Cut
okay.
Waka.
Okay.
I love the left-hander. I think Cole Reagan's is potentially one of the best top three pitchers in baseball. And he's coming off two Tommy John surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't need to see. Now, if we could add MacArthur, Schreiber, and Anderson. Is there a starter in there anywhere?
Who?
Exactly.
I know who I'm cutting.
Yeah. All of them.
McSucky suck.
Oh, my. That sounds like it costs money.
James can't pitch here again.
Wrong answers only. What should McCartney? No, I'm just kidding. Royals in action again tonight. They'll play the Yankees in game two. That pregame starts here on 96.5 The Fan with Vern's On Deck show at 5 o'clock. First pitch in the Bronx at around 6:10. Last night, Twins loss, Orioles loss, Royals loss, Red Sox finally won a game, and the Yankees obviously beat the Royals, and the Cleveland Guardians beat the worthless Chicago White Sox. Lugo is scary lately. Wait, from the 479. James Earl Jones played Simba's dad? I thought that was voiced by Tony the Tiger.
It was.
Is James Earl Jones Tony the Tiger?
Maybe.
Did you ever see him?
They're great. Sounds just like him.
Kind of an underrated serial.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'll be honest with you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.